We're now joined by head coach Ethan Bennell of the Grundy'er 5 baseball team. Picked up a victory last week over at Tri-County. We've been kind of zeroing in on this game with Coach Lyle of the Mustang side and Coach Bennell here of the Panther side. As two teams that would match up well with one another after playing some pretty established programs. And things went well for the Panthers last Tuesday in an 11-5 victory. Coach, overall, was it, you know, obviously, you know, as I've mentioned, that playing each other kind of helps to look better, but did you feel like it was your best performance of the season?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that was one of our better games that we've played so far this year. I mean, just with three games, but I do feel like that was our best.
What went well on Tuesday night, Coach?
We hit a lot better than what we have. Still not where we want to be or where we need to be, but you could definitely see the improvement in hitting with especially scoring 11 runs.
I think both you and Coach Lyle had the right way of looking at it, going, yeah, we know it's a chance to get a victory, and obviously you get a victory, but I think for both programs it's a chance to build a little bit of confidence, put the bat on the ball against an opponent that's not quite as established. Did you feel like that moving forward, that game's going to have lasting benefits for your team?
Yeah, I think so. Exactly what you said, with building confidence, getting the bat on the ball. Hopefully we're able to see that tonight in the future games where these kids played last week and, you know, started getting some hits and scoring some runs, and that'll give them a boost, and they'll step up to play with that same confidence this time.
You got Novinger coming tonight, Coach, and I don't know if they're one of the better teams in Northeast Missouri. I know they're kind of in that group of schools that have played baseball in the fall for a number of years, so they're going to know what they're doing with the sport and those things. Do you have a scouting report on the Wildcats at all?
No, actually I don't. We haven't heard anything about Novinger yet this year. We played them twice last year and split with them. So, you know, they are an established program, so they've got some history and tradition, but it's not a team that's, you know, unbeatable for us, I don't believe.
They have won 5 in a row. It looks like they kind of keep scores down, which is a credit, I'm sure, to their pitching and defense. But beat Bevere and Brashear, beat Linn County 4-3. Beat Buckland, Macon County 17-2, and then beat Meadville last Thursday by a score of 6-0. So yeah, it kind of goes back to what we've talked about with your team, Coach, that even if you have trouble putting the bat on the ball, you see somebody who's pitching tough, if you can keep the score down, throw strikes, and play good defense, you'd like to think you're going to be in a lot of these games.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we're not going to win any games by out hitting and hitting home runs and scoring 20 runs in a game. For us to win, we've got to have low scoring, good defense, good pitching.
So we did talk off the air a little bit about the fact that, you know, I think folks realize that these aren't aired live, that they're tape delayed. So we're talking at 11 o'clock in the morning, and between now and your game tonight, there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some rain. It's just kind of how much can the field at Newtown take to see if the game is played tonight?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're not sure on Newtown's field. I drove by ours, and it's got standing water. So the way it looks right now, probably not going to be able to play it here. So hopefully Newtown's field drains well. I really don't know if it does, and hopefully we're able to have the game up there.
So if the game is played, would it be part of a softball-baseball doubleheader then tonight, Coach?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The softball team plays at 5.
So what are the things that just in general you'll be looking for from your team this week?
Tonight is we're believing we're going to start a different pitcher. We've been going with Wayne a lot. He is our, you know, he's our guy. But it's going to come a time in the season where pitch count's going to get him to where he's not going to be able to pitch. So we need to get other guys on the mound and get them some confidence.
It has generally, because I know there have been a handful of games where I'll get the notes from you and they'll say Wayne pitched 4 innings and had 7 strikeouts. And you're right, he's been putting up the numbers. And then, you know, somebody else pitches an inning. Is it in general, is Wayne coming in relief in a lot of those games, or is he getting the start?
Against Tri-County, he came in and relieved. We started with Ryan Metcalf, and he pitched through the first inning and partway into the second. And he did a great job for us, just trying to get him some experience. Then we finally moved in Wayne to kind of finish it out. And Wayne did awesome, pitched the rest of the game. I think he had 7 strikeouts, did a really, really good job.
You got Linn County coming to Galt on Thursday, and again, if rain changes the schedule, there's not a whole lot we can do about Mother Nature, but the schedule for this week has Novinger at Newtown tonight, and then Linn County at Galt on Thursday. Lynn County, they're in that same grouping, Coach, of a team that's played baseball a little bit longer in the fall, but they're kind of closer to Grundy and a team that, at least athlete-wise, you're a little bit more familiar with, right?
Yeah, especially one of our boys actually plays on a summer ball team in Lynn County, so he knows a lot of the boys really well.
That familiarity, because we talked about, you know, the difficulty of going to La Plata like you did on the 25th, or places that you don't go all that often. It's a little bit more difficult for the boys to play well, and I think particularly when they know Lynn County, and Lynn County has to come to your place, there ought to be a level of confidence that the boys have.
Yeah, I think so. I think knowing that they know these kids, they've seen them before, not only on the baseball field, but also on the basketball court as well, that they know what they can do against them.
How much inner confidence is just getting a victory, getting that one on the side of the W column on Tuesday, Coach? How much will that help your team?
That's huge. You know, it takes the monkey off the back. So I think now they can quit worrying about trying to get a win and just go out there and do their job, their position to the best of their ability.
That is head coach Ethan Minnell of the Grundy R5 baseball team. They have, and we keep repeating ourselves, but the weather is going to be dependent on playing this week, because there's a decent amount of rain in the forecast, and it sounds like the field at Galt is wet here as of midday. Novinger tonight at Newtown, Lynn County at Galt on Thursday. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Tom.